What's up, guys? This is the podcast number 2, starring Owendan or Brian or EU03. Say hi.
Hi. Yeah, they just call me EU elsewhere.
Okay. Well, he's being recorded off of Skype, so it sounds like he's calling in from a radio.
Yeah, I'm about 80 miles away from their current location in Irvine, California.
You should give your address, too, because that's real.
Yeah, I should give my address. I live across from campus, so...
Anyway, also, there's Rad Rappy here sitting next to me. And, say hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
No. Anyway, this podcast is just them two talking until Paul and I start bugging them. Okay, oh. Go for it. Go nuts.
Okay. Well, do you have a...
this is the entry.
Let's look at some of these questions.
Yeah, let's look at some of these.
This is it. You just scroll up. How to use that?
Alright.
We can edit this out later on.
Yeah, I can edit it out.
We should edit out the song.
Wait. No, these are the questions from last week.
Yeah, did you want to answer the last
one? Oh, shouldn't we answer the questions that were like on...
This week?
Yeah.
We'll go through those first and then maybe if we have time later we'll go through the back. Because there are some repeats so whatever.
Right, time. Because we're totally being timed.
Yeah,
it's time.
Okay, sure. Talk about what games or animes or mangas or doujins you're reading at the time and rating them. I think we're not going to do that.
Don't you love anime?
Anime. Well, me personally, I'm watching currently right now Ria plus Holic. It's actually whatever. I know Persona doesn't like it because he read the manga first, but I think it's an okay series. But I expected more out of that studio, so... Yeah, kind of indifferent to it.
Because Zetsubou is pretty cool, but this one is so generic anime.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of serious moments to it, but sometimes you can't tell when it's being serious and when it's not. So it's a whatever watch. There's nothing good out this season anyway, so I don't watch anime in general.
No, no Gundam 00 season 2?
No, that's my other friend.
I see.
Do you watch Gundam?
I stopped watching it a bit ago, because I started watching Zeta Gundam, which is way better.
Yeah, Zeta Gundam.
Anyway, we should talk about how, I guess, we got involved with Mecha Fetus. I mean, you got involved a bit before me, so why don't you go first?
Okay, this was, like, back at, let me see, AEX, Anime Expo of 2006?
Yeah, I think it was 2006.
Yeah, because I was just walking by the artist alley table, and I see this table with a Haruhi and a Yakuten Taiban, Phoenix Wright Dojin. I was going like, holy crap, I mean, this is stuff that like, I'm currently into, and like, no one else is into it right now. So,
hot shit back then.
Yeah, so I think what I did, I flipped through it, I read it, but I didn't buy it.
Oh, you jerk.
I didn't buy it the first time. So, but then, I talked to like Persona. I think Victor was there too.
Yeah.
But I talked to Persona and we found that we had like similar interests, like type mode.
See, what happened was, like, there was just this guy walking by, and he kept walking by, and we're like, why don't you buy something? He's like, no, here, I drew this for you. And my friend was like, my friend Victor was like, oh man, this drawing is cool, the girl looks like she has a Korean face. Because Owendan only draw girls with Korean faces back then. and then eventually just kind of hung around forever.
Yeah, because the group I was hanging out with that year was pretty dull, so... But don't tell them that.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We won't have to.
Oh, one thing I like to point out is that the doujin that we're selling that year, that it was a Haruhi / Phoenix Wright doujin, and then at the time when we were selling it, the Haruhi anime was still going on in Japan. So it's so new. It was like the first American Haruhi doujin. I was so proud. I was like, it's out before it's even done.
The premier American.
Yeah. Premier American. Amazing. Yeah, and like everyone, like Japanese people were like, oh my god, this series isn't even done yet. How there are fans of this in America? And I was like, yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. There's like this like Square Enix guy that came by. I was like, oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just so fast.
I know, just hot shit. Well, anyway.
Yeah, on top of things.
Could go back to your...
Anything else to say about that?
No, not really. Well, actually, because I saw, actually, Persona's group, like, AX of 2005, but...
You were too shy?
I picked up their book, but I just gave her a brief glance. I don't even remember seeing
you didn't, you'll never buy anything.
Yeah, I think I do remember seeing Janice, but I never said anything. I just, like, picked it up and just walked away.
That was a good book, too. It was a Guilty Gear book. It was a little funny.
Yeah, that was interesting. I should have bought it, but oh well.
I'm shaking my head. You can't see it.
How much was it?
It's like $5.
I didn't have $5 back then.
Dude, what? You live in a mansion. Come on.
It's not a mansion. Let's get to
Matt. Okay, yeah. So, this is Rad Rappy, or Matt, and I guess how I got involved was my first year of school. I met Jonathan Kim in the late registration line.
Oh, God.
We had both forgotten to turn some shit in, so we were both in line, and he had this really cool Metal Sonic keychain.
That's
so
right, I remember.
I thought that was hella cool at the time. And yeah, it turned out he was a pretty funny guy, made some funny films about something, and then you know, he was pretty popular. So
do you remember, like, and then we went to get lunch because, like, you were friends with one of my friends or something?
Who was that?
I forget. And then all I remember is I had the PSO soundtrack in my car, and you're like, man, is this PSO? And I was like, oh yeah.
It's like, this shit's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, though, so last year, I guess the Visu blog started last year, or
it started like 2 years. Actually, all
right. Well, 2 years or a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
John just asked me if I wanted a little space on the Visu blog, and I said yes, of course, because it's so cool. So that's it. That's it. That's the whole thing.
You should post more, though.
Oh yeah, I should post more. But I suppose if my posting represents my involvement in Mecha Fetus in general, that it's pretty accurate. But yeah.
Yeah.
My tears.
Yeah.
Same here.
So, I mean, I've never been to an AX before. I mean, I guess I should go to one of those, but I hear they're pretty scary.
Yeah.
So.
Don't you want to see fat cosplayers and, like...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
High schoolers are, like, super dorky and sweaty old men. And
part of me does, but part of me doesn't. All right, yeah, so that's how we both got involved, I guess. It's super interesting.
That's very...
What are the other questions? Oh, what are your goals as an artist, and what do you plan to do in a group or solo in the future? I don't know. I don't really know right now. What are you planning to do for the Mecha Fetus this year, John?
For AX or just...
Sure, AX.
We're gonna sell a couple of books, right? Like, Paul, you wanted to make a Goro Dojin with Mario, right?
Yeah, you actually did? Just draw a whole book full of Goro dicks and poops and the most gross stuff of all time.
That would
be make fun. An art book of it.
I mean, you can't leave it on the top, because then...
Yeah, I'll put, like, I'll draw,
stickers.
Like, a cloud and squall or something on the front cover. So it looks really appealing. Yeah,
that would work, actually.
I know.
And kids would be like, oh, mom, buy me that, and then look at it.
What if we had it sealed, and so no one could actually look inside?
Oh, that's smart. Like, we plastic wrap it?
Until they got home and opened it up.
Yeah.
Just dicks.
And then when they come back, there'll be nothing there. We'll be gone.
Oh, okay. Let's not put our site name on it.
We can put something similar URL, like, you know, deviantart.com, pixeljoint.com.
Control-alt-delete.
Control-alt-delete.com. Oh, well, I also wanted to sell... an Atlas book, just an Atlas fan book. But I don't know if I can finish that on time. And also...
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, look, it's Kinuko.
I'm getting my energy drink.
Hey, you're not involved in this podcast. Get out.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Anyway, so what's the question? What are our plans as artists?
Yeah, I don't know. It was... I forget that question. I think I'm going to move on to another one. Unless you have something to say about that.
Well, I mean, I don't really have anything in mind. I just pretty much draw for a hobby. And, I mean, the only thing I pretty much get out of it is just, yeah, I get to meet some nice people, make some friends out of it. So that's all I really care about right now.
But you have had some pretty cool commissions, though, right? I mean, you did
work
for...
Most of them, it was through just one guy I know. One guy me and Persona know, Ashura, who helped me get some... done, and I got some of my work out there, like a little bit, but
yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's just something that just, you know, happened to happen.
Oh, what about your goals for the future? Why don't you tell people about how you want to be?
Oh, my goals. Well, okay. See, the thing is that I'm actually biological sciences major in UCI. So actually, I think I'm the only person out of all the friends that I know that's not in, currently attending art school. I mean, all the friends that I know that draw, like, I've never taken, like, any art classes or whatever, so... actually, I'm probably not going to do anything as a professional career in art. I think I'll probably end up going to graduate school, probably in dentistry, yeah. That's what it looks like so far.
Alright. Well, I guess on that note, I'm trying to get into the animation industry, kind of. I don't know how that's going to end up, but...
Hey, you should work for DreamWorks.
Maybe. Yeah, right, DreamWorks or something.
We can work on Shrek 6 together.
Right, Shrek 6.
Yeah, Shrek 6.
Yeah, that's
yes.
going to be...
DreamWorks?
Dope.
Who?
Yeah.
Like right. The next B-movie.
Oh, God.
I would want to work on B-movie, too. That'd be awesome.
Space Chimps.
Is that even DreamWorks?
Maybe not.
Like a third party.
Isn't DreamWorks? Oh wait, Space Chimps is made by like.
Isn't that like the guys who made the Ice Age?
No, isn't it the guys who made like the Pigeon movie?
There's
that?
A Pigeon movie.
Oh yeah.
What's that studio called?
Right.
It's not Blue Sky, is it?
What studio?
The studio that made the Pigeon Carrier movie. You remember?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you guys were mentioning Space Buddies and Space Chimps. Those were, like, right next to each other, like, at Hollywood Video, and I swear to God, it was, like, the same cover.
Okay. Next question.
Right, next question. For those of you that don't draw porn or Garo, where are your secret porn collections? Drawings. The drawings. I've never drawn anything pornographic since I was like 13, I'm pretty sure.
So where the 13-year-old drawings?
13.
And those, I'm sure, are
pretty bad.
In the ocean somewhere, I don't know.
Did you flush in that toilet?
Yeah, I don't know, I have no idea.
Okay, well for me, I've only drawn 3 instances of pornography.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, the first one was actually something between Persona and Victor.
What?
Like, oh, that's right. It was his birthday present, right?
No, I don't think it was his birthday present.
You never
it
finished it.
Like, no. That was the Iroha and the Mina one, but then that wasn't pornographic. The one I'm talking about, the Tsukihime one. Because Victor said that I didn't have the guts to draw Arrow.
Oh,
I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then I drew it. And that was the end of that.
What was it?
We basically muscled him into, like, drawing porn, because Victor just wanted a porn drawing. But he didn't want...
Victor didn't want to tell me...
Yeah, because he knew that one that wouldn't draw it.
So
we tricked him into drawing it.
It was of you and Victor?
No, it wasn't a drawing.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like a Tsukihime character.
Oh, awesome.
And then the second instance was a joke between me and some other guy that got a little carried away and turned to like a bondage drawing.
Oh yeah, that one was like real popular on 4chan.
Yeah, well, for a little bit. It was funny. And he got banned because of that, because he kept teasing everyone with it, but he never posted the whole uncensored version.
Wasn't it like a... It was like a Cynthia drawing?
Yeah, it was a Cynthia drawing. And
from Pokemon. Yeah, and like what happened was, I remember like... The original drawing was like a naked Cynthia, except your friend like covered it up with like black bars randomly. And like each post he would take off another bar and everyone would go, "Come on, where's the full naked version?" Like this biggest troll ever.
And then the third instance was, I think everyone should know, is the Salvatore, the disguised 3 drawing that I put on the blog. But
oh, the
I
one
never...
that was hidden, right?
Yeah, I just put those 2 black bars up and then like everyone was demanding me.
Yeah. I remember that, actually. That's really funny.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I don't really draw porn.
Yeah. Alright, anyway, this is an interesting question. Talking about our sketchbooks, how long does it typically take you to fill up a sketchbook? Do you even keep a sketchbook?
Yeah, I have a... I think right now I have a, like, 100-page sketchbook, but I've been working on it that one since 2007, actually, because... I've pretty much slowed down my sketches onto paper because I've been doing more more and more digital sketches. But before, it used to just take me like maybe about a year to fill up like maybe a 200-page sketchbook front and back.
Interesting. John?
How many pages is 200? I don't know. Okay, when I was in high school, I'd fill a sketchbook every month.
Wow.
I drew a lot, like, it's because I mostly drew comics in them. I have, like, you saw my PSO comic book. Like, I'd fill it with just random comics, so all I do is draw in class and not even pay attention. Not so much now, because I draw mostly, like, random pieces of paper, so it's hard to fill up a sketchbook.
Yeah, I do that too. I don't even really keep a sketchbook, and the poor sketchbooks that I've kept, I only draw, like, on 5 pages and, like, throw them away. Because I'm, like, super self-conscious. I always think, like, somebody's going to be, like, looking through that stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm like, then I just erase all the bad drawings.
And yeah, erase stuff. Shit, yeah.
Man, I know a girl who used to burn her sketchbooks.
Oh, man. Because
she didn't like people looking at it. It was a little annoying.
Yeah, I had a friend that would tape her books shut together, so... It's like portions of it, so I couldn't look through it.
Yeah, yeah. My friend did that, too. It's like, if you're going to do that, then... Just draw on pieces of paper and don't show anyone ever.
Yeah, I draw them mostly on loose leaf, I guess.
What about you guys, Paul, Mariam?
Sketchbook?
I don't sketch anything.
Yeah, forget that.
See, Paul just breathes life and then just appears on the monitor.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't really keep a sketchbook anymore. Because I never leave my computer.
Yeah, and
I don't go outside.
You would tear out drawings too from your sketchbook, though.
Not really.
Yeah, you did.
But not anymore. I don't keep sketching.
That's true. Yeah, most of the time we only end up sketching when we're in class anyway.
Yeah, when it's like required.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I sketch in class, but you know I'm supposed to be taking down notes, so.
Yeah, see? That's why you keep a sketchbook, because it's not required.
Actually, I wrote most of my notes in my sketchbook. It's like looking through a real, like, crazy scientist diary or something.
Notes about architecture or something.
Yeah, actually, yeah. If you look,
so funny that nobody took like the second half of that class. What a joke!
I actually ran into him.
No,
cafeteria.
Shut up! Oh god. What does this mean, dude?
Well, if you could give one of your fellow Vizu bloggers a super weakness, what would that be?
Does that mean like criticisms?
I thought that meant like Pokemon weaknesses, like
like super effective weakness.
Yeah, or something. Because the first question is if you could have superpowers.
Oh, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Because it's a two-part question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? And then if you could give someone else a super weakness, what would it be?
That's not very interesting.
So wouldn't you give them the weakness that you're strong with? Right?
Because we want to kill you all, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I guess if your superpower was, like, flying, then, like, you'd be super weak to lightning, or...
If your superpower is flying, what kind of power is that? You can't super slam into someone, right?
Wait, isn't that an attack? Flight?
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, in real life, you could fly.
Oh.
Wouldn't you hurt yourself if you tried, like, super flying into someone?
I have no idea. Forget that. That's like...
Let's just...
Yeah, whoever wrote that question, you're banned.
Yeah, that question could have been on anything, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, that's a good question to follow up after that.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. What is one video game that really stands out in your childhood memory?
Sonic.
I swear to God, everyone writes like it's in Japanese and then translated into English. Like, what is one video game that really stands out in your childhood memory? That's it.
See, Matt has a thing.
That's not quite right.
Matt always thinks that everything written sounds like it's been translated from Japanese to
like,
English.
Like, for instance, Persona's Made Mako comics,
yeah.
I swear to God, he's, like, trying to write them like they were in Japanese first and then translated into English. I swear to God.
You know, I believe it.
But it's pretty interesting, because I think it's subconscious. Anyway, video game, childhood memory. So, Gunstar Heroes for you, or what?
No, I didn't even play that game.
Oh, me either.
Why don't you let Undown go first?
Oh, Undown, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think one of the earlier ones...
Is that because of that comic?
Mega Man 5. Which, was that the one with Nightman and Feral Man?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, it was that one because my brother had an NES and then I would watch him play it and we would like never be able to beat it, but it was one game that I was really interested in and I was like totally into Mega Man for like the longest time and oh my god, don't even get me started on like when Mega Man X hit, so yeah.
This is Nerdgasm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Man X was pretty cool.
The heart tanks, do you remember? They're hidden everywhere. My favorite one was the one that was right next to the left of the stage. It's because you always run right. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden you go left and there's a heart tank. It's like, hey.
Yeah, oh, wasn't that in Mega Man X2 for the SpongeWire stage?
Oh, was it X2? It might have been.
Yeah, I think it was X2. I remember that one specifically.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it's so neat.
How about you, Paul?
I really like Metal Slug.
In the arcades or on Neo Geo? Or?
Oh, I saw it in the arcades and I kind of was mesmerized.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Did you just sit there looking at it without putting quarters in?
And I was really bad at it, but I eventually one credited it in at the arcades.
The first time?
Yeah, the first one.
That's hard.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty hardcore. yeah, that's probably my biggest influence.
Mariel?
What is the question?
What is one video game that really stands out in your childhood memory? Sonic?
You're like talking to a child.
What?
Here we go.
Sonic?
Which one?
Sonic Knuckles with 3.
Sonic 3
and
Knuckles.
Yeah. That was
excellent.
Why?
Quite the game. Huge.
Yeah, it took forever.
Big game.
Is that it?
You're like a child.
Oh, so let me tell a story.
Don't do it.
No, it's not about you, okay? It's about me. So when I was a kid, right, I was really into Sonic a lot too. I actually wrote a letter to Sega as a kid.
Oh,
I remember.
Dear.
No, I did too.
Did you?
I wrote several letters to Sega. I can't tell.
Back then, I thought Archie was Sega. You know,
that's too long.
No, I wrote to Sega in Working Designs.
Oh, nice. Working Designs. I've written
Working Designs.
What?
Why Working Designs?
Oh, they were awesome. Best translations ever.
Lunar, I really liked.
I didn't
you like Lunar, that's right.
They kept putting in, like, pop culture references, though. That seemed really out of place.
It was
really weird.
When I played it. It didn't matter to me. It was cool.
I guess it makes sense if you're 7.
Yeah. But...
Okay.
No, guys. No.
Nah.
No. How about you, John?
Oh,
childhood game.
Oh, well, going back to that Sonic story. So,
oh, right.
So what happened was I sent a letter in because like I saw on TV like they interviewed like the Sega president going, yeah, we just released this game, Sonic 3 Knuckles. Like, oh yeah, would you like it? And so I was like, oh, and I found the address at the end of the show, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna write these guys a letter, and I covered it like the whole envelope with like Sonic drawings and stuff, and like on the inside I wrote, I really like Sonic 3 and Knuckles. It's the best game ever. Here's a picture of Knuckles that I drew. And it's like, you know, on like, you know, notebook paper, and I was like, I covered the whole thing in drawing. He's like, oh, I think the next game should have, you know, like Sonic and Robotnik just fighting only, and stuff like that, right?
Too bad they didn't follow that.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
Wow.
And I was really heartbroken when, like, you know, 3 months later, I got a letter back. That's all like, dear, you know, Jonathan, thanks for sending us a letter. We really appreciate it here at Sega. please play more of our games. Goodbye.
No, I remember they sent me back, you know how the Sega Saturn came with the bootleg demo disc?
Yeah.
They gave me, like, the sequel, like, bootleg demo disc 2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me that back, and they also sent me this little, like, flyer thing that had a scratch and sniff of an armpit.
What?
it was a photo of a guy raising his arm, and it was a scratch and sniff, and it smelled so bad. It was the first time I smelled armpit, like, smell, and it said, this is how hard we worked for you.
Wow.
Wait, when did you write the letter? Because I wrote mine in, like, 93, 94.
Oh, I must have written mine in, like, 95 or 6.
Yeah, because Saturn was, like, 95.
Yeah,
that's when they started, like, being more aggressive with their ads, I think, so...
Yeah. It was really weird. I didn't understand.
Sega basically was like, fuck you, smell our armpits.
Yeah.
Emma.
That's what I got. Thanks, Sega.
They love you still.
No.
No, they don't. God damn.
Too busy making Olympics.
Okay. Moving on.
Wait.
Wait, what?
I need to speak about mine.
Right. Just Sonic 2.
Yeah, well, I was like, well, I guess I could pick something else. And so if I had to, it'd be the original Phantasy Star Online for Dreamcast.
That's not from your childhood.
I don't know. I was like in 8th grade.
Hey, well, we were still young back then.
Yeah.
Dude, Phantasy Star Online?
You're not as old as you are.
Because of that, oh god, okay. I had to get a second line installed so my friend and I could play. And then I also dropped like 2 letter grades for like 2 years because of that game, I swear to god.
Sounds like a childhood memory.
Yeah. No, it's like high school.
High school for you.
All right, fine. But anyway,
good for you.
Could tell your story. You can go.
Yeah, that's great.
Was that it? That's your story?
Hey, Mariel, did you have Magic Knight Rareth on Sega Saturn?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't play that much of it, but I did have it.
I remember, like, they had these, like, super long vocal, like, dialogue parts.
Yeah. I remember, like, the cutscenes. I don't remember much of the game.
Oh, man.
I remember a Super Nintendo one that I downloaded more.
But that was like an RPG, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
Well, wasn't it an action RPG?
Wasn't the Saturn one?
The Saturn one was action, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can't remember either, I guess.
So that was Working Designs.
Yeah.
Like, it was like... Yeah.
Wow. Wasn't it one of their last games?
Yeah, it was like...
It was the last game ever made for Sega Saturn in America. Yeah. Because I think they had a couple more games.
Yeah, they made some PlayStation games.
Like, they had some PlayStation 2 stuff.
They did a port of the One Treasure game, Silhouette Mirage.
Mm.
That was pretty late.
Oh, yeah.
And they also made a PS2 game. Didn't they do the Silhouette?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was them.
Yeah, that was Working Designs. They went on for a little bit while, but... I don't know.
Now they're Gaijin Works.
Are they really?
That's
they haven't
what
done
yeah.
anything out of the Gaijin
Yeah. Thing. It's probably just the Vic Irony
or
whatever.
They haven't done anything since then, have they?
An asshole.
No, I guess not. It's... Well,
it's okay. Now we got Atlas, right?
Yeah.
Atlas, yes, okay.
Best company ever.
Hey, are you guys going to buy Let's Tap?
Is
future,
it coming?
Future tapping game?
Is it coming out?
I actually got rid of my Wii, so...
Oh, dear.
I thought it wasn't coming out in the US.
No, it is.
It was announced a while back.
Oh.
It's coming out.
Weren't we just talking about that last night?
Dude, let's get it then. What the hell?
Yeah, well, let's get it. Awesome.
When's it coming out?
Oh, look at this question.
The pants one?
No, it's, hey guys, how do I join Mecha Fetus?
No, you gotta say exactly how it's written.
Hey guys, with a Z, how do I join Mecha Fetus XD?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's my roommate.
Z,
yeah, that's my roommate.
Dude,
oh, never mind, his actual question is, what is your rendition of how Mecha Fetus came to be? I don't even know what that means.
It's like the same...
What does that mean?
Doesn't that just mean this, like, you know, how it started?
Like, what's your side of the story? Whoa!
Back in 1984.
You want me to grab him right now and ask him?
No, don't touch him. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Oh, wait. What the fuck is this? This is a joke.
There's a bunch of, like, questions that are just people trolling and, like,
hey,
trying
to be
clever.
Hey, you guys aren't funny.
Yeah, stop trying to be funny. You're all shit.
No, keep it
sorry.
Going. Like, more random questions.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding. No, seriously, cut this shit out.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, what's the next legitimate question?
There's a question which asks, what's in Radrappy's backpack?
What?
That's pretty funny.
Well, why'd you answer that? There's a reason why
I'm glad I was so faithfully recreated with backpack on. I'm actually, 5% mechanical, so the contents of the backpack are... actually my organs.
What?
Yeah, no, I know. It sounds weird, but it's kind of true. I mean...
Like reproductive organs?
That'd be pretty convenient.
Are they detachable?
They're super detachable. Well, anyway. I think that's all the interesting questions, so if there's anything you guys want to rant about...
There was
Team Fortress 2?
More questions. Let's see.
I googled Team Fortress 2? That looks cool.
Team Fortress 2. Well, do you want me to get started on this? Because
Paul said he googled it and it was pretty cool.
Well, Team Fortress 2? Is that like a game where you shoot people? I've never seen games like that before.
I know, seriously. But yeah, I'm actually a big fan of Team Fortress 2. I've been playing it since it came out on the Orange Box. I wasn't really too interested in it until the first animation for it came out, the Meet the Heavy Weapons guy.
And I
actually totally fell in love with the whole approach that they took with it, the whole characterization. I mean, like, Valve did, like, so much work on it that, like, the character really come out through, even though there's no actual story to the whole thing, but... I think it's, like, the best game ever so far to, like, really take... Well, if really put into consideration, like, the art style and the gameplay and how they mesh. But, yeah. That's my two cents.
Yeah, you know what? That game's a piece of shit. I think the better game right now is,
well,
like,
you know,
Team Fortress Classic, man. Now, that's a real shit. Did you see that shit, man? Team Fortress Classic, you got, like, brown globs shooting at green globs. That shit is awesome and off the hook, man. And what's this Team Fortress 2 with, like, characters? You don't need that shit. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, do I win?
I haven't played it. My brother really liked the promotional little animations too.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
Also, last year at GDC, we went to the panel they had, and it was pretty interesting to see how much research they did into the art, just the art aspect of it. So, like, they really studied various painters and illustrators.
Yeah.
Rockefeller? No, that's not Rockefeller. Rockefeller. Oh.
What was that guy's name?
A painter?
The painter.
I don't know. You can look up the slides on the website. Like, they actually have the slides from the GDC, which is really interesting because they actually have the formula for the shader that they used. Like the backlit shit. Oh no, it's confused. It's like beyond me. But it's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so how about Sonic?
Oh Jesus, no. So Paul, everyone wants to know what software you use to make your awesome animations. Is there anything you can tell them about that?
It's Flash.
Yeah, it's Flash.
It's Flash.
Yeah. It's MS Paint, guys. Come on, get serious.
It's 3D Max.
3D Max. Oh yeah, because yeah. We really need those voxels.
You do.
Voxels.
Didn't you want to talk about that pixel art website?
Oh, Pixel Joint, Paul.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why? It's the best website ever, right?
It's so annoying. They're so anal. Just like they care more about it if you use like four colors than what you actually drew. It's so dumb.
You should read the email that or the private message you got from the administrators from Pixel Joint.
Yeah.
Because what happened was there's some, like, you know, internet drama or something going on in, like, one of his images. Because it's basically like a DeviantArt for, like, pixel art.
Yeah.
Except the people on there are, like, just real giant elitist assholes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and they're, like, bitching at him about, like, oh, you know, it's nice and all, but you should use less colors. And, like, there's too many frames of animation. And, like, and it's like, yeah, don't you know what pixel art's about? It's about, like, you know, using the least amount of things for, like, the least amount of everything. It's like... Wait, we're not in 1991 anymore, guys.
It's like they just decided what pixel art was just because they said so. It's kind of pretty annoying.
Yeah, it's like, who died and made him Pixel King? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have eight colors, too much. Your processor cannot handle it. Sorry, get out.
Sorry, these guys wouldn't like the new King of Fighters 12. Or...
They wouldn't kill that pixel art.
That was one of my arguments. I was like, are you going to go, well, come on, guys. Come on,
that's using way too many colors. Too many frames of animation.
Yeah. Stop making that game.
They just be like, oh, that's not pink. That's 3D, right?
I mean, so what kind of stuff do they make? Like Cave Story sprites? Or
no,
what?
Not even that good. It's all really shit.
Yeah, most of them can't.
I mean, there's a couple, like, really good stuff, like, what's that?
And we're gonna get, like, so much flame mail tomorrow.
Dude, it's whatever, get more hits.
Hope so.
Yeah. It's like publicity.
We should just name this podcast, you know, Anti-Pixel Joint episode.
What else can we, attack?
DeviantArt?
It's too easy.
It's too easy.
That's too easy. Let's not even go there.
Yeah. Everyone knows.
Okay. Well, let's see if there are any more questions. Oh, here's one. Did your styles change dramatically at any point?
Oh, that's a good question.
Did our spouse change dramatically?
Your styles.
Styles.
What did you say? The spouse?
Spouse.
Yeah.
Every year.
What? Someone's a player.
Well, let's not go there. Yeah, I guess I'll go first about this. Like, before, I just, like, drew, like, pretty generic whatever. But it wasn't until, like, around, I think, 2005 when I... found out about Falcon.
Oh, Falcon.
The SNK guy. But that's when I found out about Falcon. I just went like, oh man, this guy's stuff is really good. I mean, he draws like the body type that I like and the giant face that I like.
Giant boobs?
Giant muscles?
Wait, what did you say?
I mean, because I really liked how Falcon just did the body types and the faces. So I just pretty much like did like tried to like emulate his style, like, and then almost literally overnight, like, my whole drawing approach changed because of Falcon. Well, I mean, it's deviated now a little bit, but then if you look a little into it, it still looks like Falcon. Back from his older days, like, nowadays he draws kind of, I don't know.
I think, oh no, what were you gonna say?
I mean, right now, like, Falcon, he still has an interesting approach, it's still pretty different, but then, I don't know, I'm still a big fan, but it's not quite what I fell in love with at first, so...
I feel that way about Ken Sugimori. I don't think his drawings now are much good.
I don't think they're as creative, but they're still really nice. I like the...
Maybe it's because he's working with other people's designs.
Could be.
But...
Yeah, I really miss the old Ken Sugimori look. It's so cute and appealing.
This shit is, like,
Who's he for?
The Pokemon artist? He's the Pokemon. Oh, that's right. One thing someone pointed out is that we should mention who these artists are, just for heads up.
Are you guys aren't cool enough?
No. Oh, bro.
Well, Ken Sugimori did all the original Pokemon designs and promotional artwork. So you know what it looks like, and you kind of know what he does now because he does all the covers for the Pokemon Mystery. What are those called?
Dungeons.
Dungeons.
Yeah, they're really cute drawings though.
Eh,
illustrations.
But you know what? He designed Cynthia. Okay, so.
And Pulseman.
Oh yeah, Pulseman was pretty hot shit. Dude, his old designs are so cute though. Like I love the bulkiness of it. It captures like the. The 80s style anime and like in his own cute style really well.
Yeah, it was all like watercolor or like,
Like it was like Akira Toriyama, who I'm sure a lot of you don't know, drew Dragon Ball.
Wait, he did Dragon Ball?
What? Are you serious? What? I had no idea.
What's Dragon?
Isn't that movie that's coming out?
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
We should see that. That looks so cool.
I hear they're gonna make a comic based off of it.
Why? That's retarded. Why
man.
Dude, Japanese.
And then there's gonna be an anime.
Oh no!
It's called Dragon Ball. God damn, they're like re-releasing Dragon Ball Z on TV right now in Japan.
The HD.
Yeah, it's gonna be called Dragon Ball HD.
I'd watch it now.
Bye, Udon.
It's gonna need 6 years to be redeveloped. But, actually, Dr. Slump, you guys should watch that. Because that was a.
The cartoon?
Yeah, cartoon and the manga. I think the manga is better. Dr. Slump. I remember that was like one of the first things I read when I was a kid, and I was like. So hilarious, and like everything was drawn so cute and so appealing. And it's just the best thing in the world, except the Koreans, when they translate it, they butchered it just like totally, like, because they're in their anti-Japanese phase. So, like,
oh wow,
every anime that was shown in Korea at the time, they had to censor out any Japanese words with like giant pink blocks because like the technology wasn't very good. So, they just covered up like giant portions of the screen with like glowing purple boxes, like in Ranma and stuff. Anything that's an onsen or like, you know, store, it'd just be like purple box. Or like Akane's room, that was okay because that was in English. But Japanese, but anyway.
Actually, that's another guy who I kind of like his older stuff a lot better.
The drama artist?
Toriyama.
Oh, okay.
Like now it's super like...
Yeah.
Computery, smooth.
He kind of... It's like he's tired of drawing now. Like before...
Which I can't blame him.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Maybe he has someone else color.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because if you look at the Dragon Art Swords, like... I mean, whatever the one was for the Wii.
Dragon Quest Swords?
Yeah, If you look at the one like high red, it looks really terrible.
So you think like someone's just like this drawing like him, or
no, I'm sure he draws and someone else finishes up for him or something.
Maybe because probably. It just looks like a bad Photoshop job if you just look it up close.
I mean, he has a studio, right?
Burp Studio.
Oh, really? It's a studio. Oh. Yeah, it's probably him and some other guys. Yeah, his old stuff like it looked. I just loved all the attention to detail he put in, like all the love, like all the random like Ultraman parodies and like Gamera in the background and stuff.
Yeah, those were really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but after like doing Dragon Ball for like 20,000 years, I'm sure he like gave up his soul to Satan and now he's just like... But you know, whatever, he's laughing to the bank. Doesn't matter.
We're getting a movie out of it. Come on.
We are. Yes, we are.
Best
awesome.
Movie ever.
Oh, didn't you see that he drew like that one J-pop star on like... He did a portrait of... Ayumi Hamasaki?
He did?
Right?
What?
Yeah. Like for... She's doing like the theme song.
Oh, really?
For the movie, and so he drew her, and it's like on the CD.
Is she singing in English?
I don't know. I think that's right. I don't know.
It wouldn't be too hard to draw, Ayumi. Just draw like a giant smile, like big eye. Well, anyway.
Another question. Let's see.
Oh, you were about to say your art style changed, right?
Oh. No, not really. My art style's always been whatever. It's always been real shit anime.
Mine is, I used to draw anime, and now I don't, and that's it.
Yeah, now you draw animator style.
Now I draw, like, DreamWorks.
CalArts. Disney.
No, that's probably, like, the hardest step for a lot of people, so...
Oh, yeah, it was totally hard.
I still can't do it.
You just need to, like,
bury your soul
in the ground, and then start...
Using simple shapes.
Drawing Bugs Bunny a lot, and... Whatever.
Dude, Dopey and...
Dopey.
Stumper.
Yeah. So for anyone listening, don't draw anime until, you know, you get other stuff done first.
I know. These poor kids that think they can make a living by just drawing anime in this country.
Man, okay, for the longest time, when I was a kid, I started off drawing... I first like, drew a lot of Mega Man when I was like 6, but then later on I drew Sonic. And that messed me up for so long because I didn't know people had necks. Because Sonic characters don't have necks, you know?
Yeah.
So they always feel like the head attached to shoulders or something and look really retarded. I'm like, this doesn't look right. And I couldn't figure it out until I was like 10. Oh, but anyway. Yeah. So you guys should all be drawing Bugs Bunny. That's a lesson here.
Yeah. It's basically the best character design ever.
Yeah, come on.
Or Fred Flintstone. That's also equally awesome.
Why are you laughing? It's true, right?
Yeah, I could totally get why.
Yeah, Paul.
You don't even know.
It's all those old characters, you know, they have very distinctive silhouettes. Nowadays, it's just generic characters.
Does he think we're serious?
Oh, I wasn't being serious, so I'm done. I mean, I was kind of not... Never mind.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Paul,
next question. We feel like we're on a radio show.
Paul, what do you think is, wait, no, I forgot. Style change.
Oh, yeah, did you undergo a style change?
Yeah, pretty much the same since forever. I don't know. I don't think I really have a style.
No, remember your first animated film? It was like...
Yeah, it was all over the place.
It was pretty cool, though. I liked it.
Yeah, it was kind of like... Well, what style would you say it was? Like
more cartoony.
Yeah.
Is that Pirate Baby?
No, like back in like...
No, when I was 17 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Paul's been doing sprite animation since like...
Hey, what?
He was in like 13 in his baby, in his mom's womb. Like he had a computer and a mouse.
He was 13
in
his mom's womb.
His mom's womb. Holy shit.
Why is the first thing you two know? But yeah.
Are those online?
Yeah, I should post that, huh? I think that I can upload that.
Oh, yeah, you missed the week where we were posting something we did when we were, like, 17 and something we did when we were, like...
Yeah, I didn't miss it. I just chose to ignore it.
That would have been a good time to post that movie.
I know, I was going to, but then I was watching it going, it's so bad.
It's pretty funny, though. I liked it.
It's so lazy. It's, like, exhausting to watch.
It would give a lot of people encouragement if they knew that you weren't always...
All right, well, we post it along with this podcast. Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
We should have a separate week just for that.
Right. A year after, but okay.
Yeah. All right. Actually, I wonder, do people like the week themes? I mean, it's always interesting.
No, I don't know. You don't really see any responses out of it.
I'm still surprised that we actually have people that, I mean, follow the site.
Oh, yeah, for those that don't know, we had 306 downloads for the last podcast. So that's not bad.
But how many of you actually listened to it in its entirety?
Oh, I'm sure people skipped around.
Three.
Three.
Oh, and then you listened to it, right?
Ariel and Owen Don.
No, I didn't listen to it.
Okay.
So you're playing a lot of Street Fighter 4?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Not really, kind of.
I watch my roommate play because right now I'm playing Phantasy Star Portable, and...
Oh, how's that?
Well, what they did is that they basically, like, pretty much killed the grind.
Oh, thank
great,
God.
Great. That just came out, right?
Yeah, it came out on Friday, so...
Did you buy it?
No, I did not, but let's not talk about that, you know?
Oh, are you serious? How'd you get it, then?
Are there any reviews for it online? I don't know. Well, we'll continue with your review.
Yeah. Oh, let's hear the review, Owen.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a good way to.
Well, I only know a little bit of Phantasy Star Universe, but then because I only heard it from whatever Persona talked about.
It sucked. It sucked.
Yeah.
Take my.
Yeah. Other
than
the fact that it sucked, like my roommate played it and he actually went through the whole story mode. So.
I did twice. Awful.
So people that don't know, Rad Rappy, we were so excited about PSU that he actually bought the Japanese version before it came out, played through that entirely in Japanese. Then when the US version came out, he played through it again.
It was just as bad. What an awful, awful game.
But yeah, Phantasy Star Portable, it just pretty much takes, I think, yeah, all the old characters come back except for the ones that are dead.
So the dog lady's back?
The what?
The dog lady?
Layla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God
yeah,
damn,
yeah.
That furry shit.
what about those three brothers?
Oh, God! There was, like, a bulldog?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're back, too. Like everyone's back.
Why
didn't
they die? No one
anyway, review. Right.
But then you can use your own character now for the solo mode.
Thank God, no Ethan Wafer.
Ethan, yeah, what?
Well,
Weather,
no, you see
yeah.
him once or twice.
His dub voice was so bad.
Yeah, and the, all the scenes are voiced. Like, I'm surprised that you put this much work into the voicing because there's a lot of talking.
God damn.
Is the dubbing any good?
It's
probably the same, right?
I think it's the same.
Wasn't this game made by Chinese people?
Wait, what?
Like, no, it was made by Alpha Systems, who actually does a pretty good job with their own games.
Oh, alright, great.
But yeah, I think it's pretty faithfully ported. Like, almost everything is... It looks pretty much just like the PS2 or PC version. And, I've only put about, like, I think 15 hours into it, and I'm already, like, halfway at the level cap. I'm around over... level 50. I think I'm at like level 53.
Wow.
See, for guys that don't see, Matt and I are like nodding at each other because online that would take like 400 years.
Oh my god.
You had to grind.
Tell me, Owendon, how is the frame rate?
The frame rate is actually really solid. So.
Wow.
That's impossible.
That's amazing because the PS2 version was absolute horseshit.
If you had six people in the party, you're fucked.
Oh like, god.
A bullet flying across the screen would take, you know.
No, but yeah, but it runs like really, really nicely. I think it's a pretty good game. If you never played PSU before, I mean, if you played PSU before and you hated it, then you might want to at least give this one another shot.
Interesting. Did you play PSO and Don?
What?
Did you play Phantasy Star?
Oh yeah, I played the PSO.
Okay.
I played it on the GameCube days.
Oh, that was good times.
Yeah, that's good for it.
Split-screen multiplayer.
Oh, New God.
I couldn't see the floor.
Two-player mode was the worst.
Yeah, because, oh, man, it's like you couldn't see the items you're trying to get.
Yeah, it was awful. But
yeah, and I played multiplayer on the 7-inch screen, like, when I was at work, so.
The GameCube screen, yeah, wow. I remember my friend did that, too.
Well, that's good to hear, then, that the PSP version's good. Hey, did you see the items in Phantasy Star Zero, like the Samus arm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty it cool.
When
yeah,
is that coming out in the US too?
I think like in the summer or the fall. Or...
I don't know. I was in Japan when it was out, but I don't remember really hearing much about it.
I don't think it sold too well.
Because everyone was too busy buying the PSP one because they thought it was Monster Hunter. Or...
yeah, it was a mistake. They wanted to buy Monster Hunter. But the cover art was just confusing.
It was nice to have the cover art that's drawn again. Because
that was
one
awesome.
Of the things they did for PSU is that they got rid of all character art, and they just replaced it with, like, really shit CG model renders. It's like,
awful.
Yeah, so that was one of the things I liked about the PSPU, Phantasy Star Portable, that they brought back the art.
They had a fresh new presentation, right?
Yeah.
Like, the menus are all, like, colorful.
Oh, yeah,
and,
the
like,
intro was really well done and stuff. It was all designy up the end.
It's like After Effects-y and
stuff. It was cool, right?
For those of you that don't know, After Effects is a program, but composites.
Adobe Photoshop released. Well, Matt, what's a computer?
Well, John.
Confused. What's that you're scrolling on?
Where do you guys like to paint chat, and where can I find good paint chat rooms? Doesn't that, like...
Mariel?
Don't tell them.
We have our own system that we programmed ourselves.
Awesome.
Oh, I didn't know you were such programmers.
Yeah.
I am.
Didn't you hear typing the whole time in the background? That's Mariel programming.
She's like passionate as a NASA. Yeah.
Don't tell the government! Shh!
It's like Transformers.
Oh,
what anime inspired you to start drawing anime?
What anime inspired... It's like a vicious cycle.
I know, it is.
Oh my god.
This is a trick question.
Well, you just said don't draw
anime. I don't know how to respond to this one. Well, like... When I was younger, I would watch, like, I would watch, like, Dragon Ball as a kid, all dubbed in Korean. I think I watched, like, Dragon Ball, Ranma, Grandzord.
Going back to Dragon Ball in Korean, okay. Well, the first time you saw Dragon Ball in Japanese or in English, were you really surprised because Goku's voice was, like, a little girl? Because, okay, I don't know about you.
Actually, I was. Because I watched Dragon Ball, like, when I was, like, five or something, and then... And I never watched it again until, like, I got to, like, what, middle school when it started being aired again on TV.
On Toonami?
No, actually, I think Wing. The first instance was on, you know, Kick-Hell 9. When they would play it, like really early in
6 a.m.
the morning.
You mean, like, it was, like, the old dub crew, right?
Yeah. So, and I don't remember how that sounded at all, but then,
it was
like,
better.
Later...
I think it was a lot better. But
but then, like, later when I watched, when like, my friends would show me, like, the other episodes on, like, Cartoon Network or whatever, I was like, whoa, why is his voice so high-pitched?
Well, I meant the Japanese one, where they actually just keep the same voice actor for Goku as a kid to an adult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was really weird, too, like, when I experienced that one later.
Because the Korean one's all deep voice. It's like, hey, I'm Goku. Well, not like that. He's like, you know, Nan Gokuya. Actually, he's not even called Goku in Korean. He's like Sonogong or something.
Yeah, Sonogong. Yeah, that's right.
It's like more closer to, like, the monkey legend or whatever, but...
Yeah, it makes sense, but... Anyway, going back to the original question, I watched like a bunch of anime as a kid, like all in Korean, but then it never really influenced me to draw like that until like I think around around the middle school when my brother brought back like some episodes of Evangelion.
Oh fuck, that shit! That shit fucked me up in Korean too.
I never watched. I watched bootleg recording of the Japanese.
Oh, back then, all the Korean anime they would censor like mad, and they'd cut episodes out. So Sailor Moon was like down to like 12 episodes for one season, and like Eva they cut out like 4 episodes, I think. Oh, and
wow.
It was pretty amazing Korean censorship. Yeah. Yeah, what were we talking about?
We should talk about how anime used to be good.
Oh,
in the 80s.
Okay, let me just mention one more thing. When I first watched Ranma, I was like 8 years old, and it was all in Korean, and I didn't really know Korean that well. So I was like, for the longest time, I didn't realize that Ranma girl and Ranma guy are the same Ranma. I was just like...
Are you serious?
Yeah. I found out the 6th videotape, I watched it, and I was like, in the little intro that they go, oh, this is Ranma, and he splashes him with water, he turns into the girl. I was like, wait, is that the same guy? Yeah. Okay, anyway, going back. Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's forget this question. What's another one that we could do? Your preferred tool of the trade?
Baby blood. Fresh baby blood.
Hey, here's a good question. Will we see another pencil-drawn animation by Persona in the future, like what was made at CalArts?
What's CalArts?
Persona?
What? What's a pencil?
Not making a film right now, right?
I should be, yeah.
See, what are you doing? He's making a 3D film, but then he's going to rotoscope it back into pencil.
You're giving away my secrets. No, I'm going to hire actors and then, like, trace over them. Sorry. That's the truth.
Oh, you're going to mocap.
It's like mocap, yeah.
It's called rotoscope, guys. Come on.
Anyway, Persona's next film should be out in April.
May.
Late May.
In the non-completed form.
All my films are kind of...
Oh, it's going to be fully completed, fully animated.
CG.
Beautifully written.
Sound effects by Joel Silverman.
Soundtrack composed by Joe Hisaishi. It's going to be great.
Animation done by, you know, Studio Ghibli.
What are you doing on it?
Well, I just put my name on it, just stamp it at the end. Produced by...
But you're like Quentin Tarantino then.
Yeah, except, you know, cool. No, I'm kidding. No. Yeah, okay, anyway. So,
should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up. Mariel, do you have anything you want to add?
I finished my homework.
Mariel finished her homework.
Yay!
The end.
Was that it?
we're hitting about an hour here, so...
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. Alright, that's it. No more.
What, really?
Yeah. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, you guys,
Persona?
You guys should close it up, because this is a podcast about you two.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, sure.
Go ahead, Wendell.
Yeah, well, for anyone that's actually left listening to this last part, just, well, keep visiting our site, and... Don't visit our site anymore, God, because I can't stand drawing anymore. I think I'm going to quit.
You sorry?
No.
Promise?
No, I'm not serious. I'm not serious.
Are you going to be a dentist?
I'm in my finals week right now, and I actually won't be probably doing anything for the next 2 weeks, so don't expect any updates from me personally on the website. Just letting you know, guys, in advance.
No. I don't know, we're gonna expect everything from you. It's gonna be Oundan week.
Oundan week?
Oundan week. We're gonna wait for updates from him. Yeah?
Well.
That'd be great.
Okay.
We'll leave it clear, okay? We won't update until you do.
Okay. We're never updating this app again.
Maybe we should just all draw like a wind done for 1 week instead. To compensate.
No, please. Please, God.
God, no.
No, we're gonna do it.
Okay, we're gonna do it. A wind down week. We're gonna just draw pictures of you or in your style. Or together at the same time.
In your style? Oh, that'd be crazy.
Actually, well, like, it's really interesting because I think my style is like the most, you know, generic Japanese-y kind of one out of all of us.
No.
That's not true,
it's
man.
Not.
But
Matt was patting the computer. As if he was patting you through the internet.
Well, no, I'm fine with that because that's kind of how I want to draw anyway. Like right now, I'm trying to like get a feel for all these artists online through Pixiv. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. I guess for me, I'll try to update more.
You should tell them what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're working on a film.
Right, I'm also making a hand-drawn animated Disney masterpiece. So maybe I'll post it if it's good. And that's it!
Yeah, is that it? Yeah. I think Owen should sing a song to close this off.
Can I just insert a song?
No.
No, you gotta sing it. Sorry.
Going down in Blaze Glory.
No.
Come on.
You should just take the laugh and like repeat it. You know? And put beats behind it.
Yeah. On YouTube, that would be like a million hit. There you go.
Alright, great.
Okay.
Alright, sweet.
Well, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
See
Goodbye.
You. See you next week. Or something, maybe. Not, I don't know.
And this has been the last podcast. It's the last podcast you'll ever hear.
The end of the
Visual Blog.
End of the world.
That's it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Shut down this. It's the end of the Visual Blog.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God.